This is an ABC podcast.
Live across Victoria.
On ABC Listen.
Your smart speaker.
And on your radio.
This is 774 ABC Melbourne and ABC Victoria.
This is where the conversation begins.
This is the Conversation Hour.
You're with Mary Guerin.
And happy Friday. Happy Socceroos Day. All you Socceroos fans, I'd love to hear what you're doing. What are the snacks? Where are you watching it? And, of course, the Conversation Hour is all-inclusive. Are you secretly running for the hills today, ignoring all the hoopla, taking advantage of the quiet streets, the public transport? My train this morning was carrying maybe a third of the number of normal passengers. Will you just be loving the quiet supermarket aisles? This is a safe space. Confess all. Let me know. In either case, the Conversation Hour is helping you barrel towards the Socceroos showdown with Paraguay. We have got a jam-packed 40 minutes until you get expert pre-match analysis with the former Socceroos star Mark Schwarzer on our ABC sport team. Soon we'll cross to Fed Square and we'll cross to San Francisco and see what it looks and sounds like in both of those places less than an hour till kickoff. Tell me, are you heading out to watch with friends? Are you planning to rock silently and nervously in your lounge room? Are you heading out to one of those live sites? Give me a call. Maybe you're so dedicated you've planned ahead and you've asked your boss for the day off, but maybe you're not as organised. FOMO has suddenly gripped you. You're chucking a sickie at late notice, as they say in the classics. We'll be hearing about the facts on the legal rights and wrongs of taking sickies. We've been hearing from you on 774 already this morning about how you feel about them. If you are genuinely sick today, how did you actually preface that chat? I'm not really watching the soccer, but Bob and Rochelle on 774 Breakfast were asking about whether it's okay to chuck sickies. Neil and Wazza were on different ends of the spectrum.
It's never okay to lie. Lying destroys character and erodes trust.
What do you think, Wazza? Is it okay to chuck a sickie?
Absolutely. I think we should all trust each other to lie.
So do you believe the same thing as Neil? Or do you think it's just about fair enough? Let me know. Are you taking a sickie? Are you kids taking a sickie? Are you a small business owner who's struggling with calls this morning? Let me know. Tell me what you think. Where will you be as the clock strikes today? Will you be barracking? Will you be maybe just quietly doing business as usual? But first up, what is happening at Fed Square?
This is the Conversation Hour with Mary Guerin.
Kate Mead is 774 station reporter and is right now at Fed Square. Kate, what can you see?
Hi, Mary. Well, I've been here since 7 o'clock this morning, but some of these fans have been here since 5:30. They did open the doors an hour earlier. And now I am really happy to say that it's a party atmosphere down here at Fed Square. There's plenty of room for people. They're in section 7,500 people are in here. The doors are shut. It is at capacity. We've had a safety briefing from on stage. There's a ball in the air and there's been music playing. So they're just counting down now for this game to start. So it feels good to be here at Fed Square today with these super fans of the Socceroos.
And you said they've been building up for some time now. Did you feel any sort of sense of frustration before the gates opened? Did you see any sense of trouble?
Look, I've been crossing into Bob and Rochelle and also Raf this morning. And, you know, at one point, the security on the megaphones were saying, guys, if you do not behave, we may not open these doors. Please don't push on each other. Please don't use the glass. Please don't throw the bottle. We want your safety to be number one. And it was hard, Mary, because where I was standing, which was right at the gates, which is just across the road from Flinders Street Station, the crowd was packed in like sardines. They were packed in. They'd been there early and they wanted their spot. And then predominantly there were people under 20 and male, and they were excited. So there was a lot of that energy and they just wanted to get in there. Now, one person I saw was removed pre-line, pre being able to be let into Fed Square. One had copped a glass bottle injury from his head and was bleeding. He had to be treated with first aid. It was tricky at the time because we couldn't see the police. We could see plenty of security but no police. But now we can see them everywhere. We can see the canine squad is here as well, and it feels safe. There's room for people to move around now. So it was a good call by Fed Square to open those gates early.
Yes, and so for anyone who's listening and thinks, oh, well, I might just go down now, you're saying, though, it still might be a little bit squeezy if you do.
Well, no, you won't be able to get into Fed Square now. Doors, gates are shut here. You are being redirected to the other live sites, Amy Park and Marvel Stadium, setting up sites there as well. But no room here. I mean, I spoke to one young guy. He arrived at Fed Square for the last game against America at 3:30 in the morning and got turned away, had to go to Amy Park. So he had got here at 5:30 this morning, so he didn't miss out on Fed Square. That's where people want to be. They want to be in this space.
Absolutely. Kate, thank you so much, and good luck. Are you staying there for the match?
I will be here for the match. I'll be checking in with teams right across the day. And look, we just hope that everyone just has a really good day. Someone on the stage said earlier, we want to show the world our Aussie fans enjoying the game. So that was the message here today. Just enjoy it.
Enjoy
it.
Do
it well. Enjoy it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Kate Mead, the hardworking 774 station reporter. Thank you. Have a great match.
You too.
That's Kate Mead. Fed Square is packed. The vibe is building. What's it like with you? 1300 222 774. Tell me how you're preparing. What's your household feeling at this point in time? I'd love to know. Paraguay fans, maybe? Tell me as well. 1300 222 774. Easy to get obsessed with that green and gold, isn't it? Let's also figure out what's happening at the stadium where the Socceroos within an hour are going to be walking out and taking on Paraguay. We'll cross to David Mark. That's coming up next.
On 774 ABC Melbourne and ABC Victoria.
This is the Conversation Hour.
You're with Mary Guerin.
And joining me now is National Sport Reporter for ABC Sport, David Mark. David, where are you and what are you seeing?
Hello, Mary. Hi, how are you? I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area Stadium, which is the home of the San Francisco 49ers. That's where the Super Bowl was played this year. And I'm just looking out from the eighth floor, believe it or not, of this stadium at the ground and the spectators filling up the stands now. 68,000 people will be packed in here. I'm watching the sea of gold behind one of the goals. So there's going to be a huge bay of Socceroos supporters behind one of the goals. And the Socceroos themselves have just come onto the ground for their pre-match kick around. So, and in an absolutely pristine surface, the grass is just amazing. We had a close-up look at it yesterday. So that's what I'm seeing. It's only about 45 minutes away, and the mood is absolutely building.
Yeah, and how have the Socceroos been regarded and welcomed in San Francisco? We've heard about the Boston taking over, you know, taking the Scotland fans to their hearts. How are the Socceroos going? Are we doing a good job as ambassadors?
it's an interesting one, actually, because like the Bay Area is so spread out. So, you know, we're in San Jose. It's about an hour down the road from San Francisco. And the Socceroos are staying across the bay from San Francisco in Berkeley in a very exclusive country club, Mary. Mm. So you wouldn't really know around Berkeley that one of the football teams are staying there. They're training in Oakland at the home of a team in the second division in the United States called the Oakland Roots. And they've certainly welcomed the Australians and they've sort of rebadged themselves as almost an Australian team. But I can tell you, Mary, I got here to San Jose, what is it? It's about 6:15 now, and we got here at about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and the Socceroos fans were already gathering at one of the pubs, and they had been there for a while, shall we say. It was an extended hydration break for Socceroos fans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fans were just building and building and building. It came to a march from about a kilometre away from the stadium down to the stadium, and the streets were just packed. It looked like I mean, it looked like about 10 or 15,000 fans. It was an absolute sea of gold going down this highway to the stadium. It looked amazing. So,
but we don't have bagpipes. We don't have good chants. What were we doing?
There's some of the chants I absolutely can't repeat. There are lots of chants. There are chants. Some of them are probably, not for radio.
Not for the conversation hour, just this morning.
Not for the conversation hour, no.
No. David Mark is with you. He is right in the spot where probably everyone is quite envious of David Mark as we speak this morning. We're talking about the lead up to Australia taking on Paraguay today in the World Cup, of course. David Mark, we know that there's going to be, there has been a couple of changes to the Socceroos. Tell me your personal take on our chances today.
So let's just look at the team first, Mary, because there's been six changes from the last team that went out against the United States and lost 2-0. So significant changes too, I think. Lucas Herrington, young 18-year-old, comes in into defence, as is Bajic. He comes in to replace Jacob Italiano, who unfortunately got a groin injury. Jackson Irvine, the vice-captain, is starting. We've got Connor Metcalf back in the side with Nestori Irinkunda, and Christian Volpato, who's come on as a sub in the last game, is starting. So it's a much more attacking side. So we know what the equation is. The Australians need to get a win or a draw, and if they do that, they will secure second spot in their Group D, which means they know where they're going to play next. They will play in Dallas on July the 3rd. So that's what the equation is. If they lose, they can still get through, but it does depend on results in other games and the way things are shaking out. You know, they don't want to lose, let's put it that way. Mm. They need to get a point at least. So it looks like a much more attacking side. With the inclusion, with Jordy, with Volpato, with Irinkunda, with Metcalf, it looks like they really want to take the game up to the Paraguayans. So we know Australia have played best when they've been attacking. So in that sense, I think it's a pretty encouraging side. The only player who's not there is the striker Moture, but it's kind of hard to get him and Irinkunda in the same side with the formation that Popovich uses. So I'm giving them a very good chance, but obviously they're playing Paraguay. They're a very good team. They came sixth in the South American qualifiers. We know that they beat Turkey 1-0 with 10 men basically 6 days ago. So a formidable opposition as well. So it really is really well set up.
And what's the weather like? We know that it's been pretty hot for these games.
Yeah, look, it's immaculate. Blue skies, probably 25, 26 degrees. It's cooling down now, so the match is starting at 7 p.m. local time. So I think, looking at the weather earlier, it was going to be about 22 degrees by the time the match starts. We've got shadows going across the ground. By the time the match starts in 40 minutes, the ground will be in shadow, but the fast stadium that I'm looking over to, amazing four-tiered stadium going right up into the gods, is still in the sunlight.
Dave Mark, have fun out there today. I know you're working hard, but I also know you enjoy it. enjoy it for all of us. Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks, Mary. Thanks so much.
That's David Mark, ABC Sport, national sport reporter, with one of the prime gigs, really, to get around here. You are on The Conversation Hour with 774 ABC Melbourne and Victoria. We'll be taking you right up to the preview to the match at about 11:40. We'll be crossing to ABC Sport Daily World Cup Special, hosted by Pat Stack, and that will actually feature expert pre-match analysis with former Socceroos star Mark Schwarzer. So stick around for that. We will take you all the way there. Now, coming up soon, you might be starting to wonder, is it too late to chuck a sickie? Look, possibly right now it is. I was wondering, what are the laws at the moment around that quaint phrase we have, chucking a sickie, taking a mental health break? We're going to be talking about the rights and the wrongs coming up next.
On 774 ABC Melbourne and ABC Victoria.
This is The Conversation Hour.
You're with Mary Guerin.
It is The Conversation Hour. I'm asking you what you are doing in the lead up to the Socceroos match. Maybe you're really enjoying the quiet. Jenny, who's going to South Yarra from Baxter, she says, I've just managed to book a haircut with someone who's always booked for months ahead. Are you like Jenny? Tell me, what have you been able to get away with because the Socceroos are taking on Paraguay today? Sabia from Essendon, though, says they've picked the kids up early from school to watch the game at the Rectangular Stadium. Come on, Socceroos, what are you doing? Of course, if you are planning ahead, if you're a dedicated Socceroos fan, you will have potentially asked for annual leave for today, but maybe you've just got FOMO and you want to figure out whether or not you can or should have chucked a sickie, as we like to say. There were a range of views on 774 Brekkie with Bob and Rochelle. For those who missed it, well, here's a bit more of Neil, but also Wazza, who had a different view of sickies.
It's never okay to lie. Lying destroys character and erodes trust. And taking a sickie says there's a category of people to whom you can lie without concern, and that's your boss or your supervisor. Now, trust is a precious commodity between people. It what builds relationship, and destroying it. Watching a game won't change the outcome, but lying will blacken your character.
What do you think, Wazza? Is it okay to chuck a sickie?
Absolutely. I think we should all trust each other to lie. But on another point, I had a similar situation to Rochelle's dad. Mine was 2017 and my Tykes were in a grand final, much to the surprise of everyone, including myself. So final training day, I thought, nah, I'm going to take part in this because it may not happen again. So I trottled off to Punt Road and got a prime position and was standing there and enjoying it with the thousands of others and all the rest of it, and was feeling fairly happy with myself. The next morning, go to work.
Uh-oh.
There's the newspaper.
Uh-oh.
Turn to the back page and there's my big wolf head straight centre. So I had to hide the paper from the boss and all my work colleagues. They were all going, where's the paper? And I said, oh, I hadn't been delivered yet. I was the one that got to work early.
Did you get away with it, Wazza?
Yeah. Oh, I told a couple of mates that were at work. They had a bit of a laugh. They thought, good on you. And they sort of said, maybe you should have wore a hat or something because, you know, your head does stand out amongst the crowd. I went, yeah, fair call, next time. So, yeah.
So tell me, are you more of a Neil or more of a Wazza? 1300 222 774. We are talking about taking sickies, as we colloquially call them. To the texter who says that I am encouraging lack of productivity, I'm not. Perhaps you want to tell me, 1300 222 774, how it's all a disgrace and how no one should be taking sickies. We wanted to get down to the rights and the wrongs, the cans and the can'ts about this. Shay McChrystal is Professor of Labour Law at University of Sydney, and she's working. In fact, she's joining us today. Thank you so much, Shay, for joining us.
Good morning, Mary.
Tell us, what can we do in this space? Can we ask for time off at really short notice?
Yeah, of course we can. We can always ask for time off, short notice, long notice. The issue of notice is really going to affect your employer's decision within that space. So, of course, we know employers have businesses to run and they have operational needs. And if you're asking for some annual leave very late in the piece, that's going to be harder for them to accommodate than if you've asked with plenty of time and notice.
In fact, if you are a business owner, tell me if you've had to cope with a lot of late calls this morning. How has that affected you? I'd love to get that point of view as well. So, Shay, you're saying that you can. Obviously, when we talk about sickies or sick leave in this sort of circumstance, we're implying that people are calling in sick if they're not really sick. What are the laws around that?
Right, so employees are all covered by a set of principles in the statute called the National Employment Standards, and under those principles we've got entitlements to both annual leave and personal leave. And so annual leave is the category of leave that we use when we want time off to do whatever we want, you know, be that spend the day at the pub, go to the beach, have a holiday, or watch the Socceroos. Personal leave, on the other hand, is there for when we can't come to work because we're sick, so our illness is preventing us from attending work, or because we have to care for members of our household because they're sick or in need of attention. So that's a paid leave entitlement, but it's there for a very specific reason. And if the reason's not in existence, you don't have the right to take the entitlement.
So if it is personal leave and there are all of these different categories of personal leave, including caring, which, you know, can be something official or it might be something that's quite spontaneous but necessary, what sort of proof does a worker need to provide in that particular circumstance?
Well, with Sick leave is relatively straightforward. I mean, it's going to depend on an individual's particular business, because the rules can be different depending on the business. You have to look at your award or your enterprise agreement. But generally speaking, it's a medical certificate. With carers' carers' leave, it might be a medical certificate in relation to the individual that you're caring for, or it might be you just providing that information to your employer around the necessity of the care, because sometimes it's not going to be related to a sick reason, and your employer, accepting that those reasons are true and correct. I mean, where you start to get into trouble in this area is when you're doing it a lot. And you're giving your employer a reason to suspect that perhaps what you're telling them is not true. Right?
So I guess taking the example of today, if someone has genuinely got personal leave to take, or even genuinely got sick leave to take, is it enough of a reason that it's a Socceroos match on today for any employer to turn around and almost just assume some sort of nefarious reason?
I don't think so. I mean, I think employers are very fair-minded, and they know their staff, and they know their staff's patterns and issues and things that are going on for them. Generally speaking, in most circumstances, they're entitled to ask for a medical certificate. It doesn't have to be because it's the Socceroos or any other reason. But, certainly if they've got reasonable suspicions that what they're being told is not right, or if that, then yes, of course, they can reach out and ask someone to substantiate that claim.
Mm. And there's no reason, especially if they get their, for instance, annual leave request in far enough in advance, there's no real necessary reason for that employer to ask why you're taking that day.
Annual leave is entirely up within your discretion, right? So annual leave, you can do whatever you like with your annual leave, provided you're not breaking other laws or, doing something that's contrary to your employment contract or something like that. Your annual leave is your own time, and why you want annual leave is up to you. What the employer can ask consider in that case is its operational needs. So it may be that you've got lots of employees all wanting to take today off, and they've all put in notice of that leave, a couple of weeks in advance, but the business can't function with that many employees taking that much time off. And so they'll have to make a decision in that case about how many employees they can cope with having taken annual leave at that time. And generally speaking, the way to do that is going to be, well, who got in first, right? Got to the point where I'm afraid, I've already given leave to three people and I can't give leave to another four people because I need people to be manning the bakery counter. I need people in the business running, doing the work. So that's why, annual leave is always best to book it well in advance, so that your employer's got a good picture of their staffing needs across time.
You're listening to Shay McChrystal, who is Professor of Labour Law at the University of Sydney. We're talking about taking sick leave, the rights and the wrongs. And I'm also asking you whether you have done that, whether you've done that on behalf of your kid, or maybe you're incensed by this. 1300 222 774 is the number to call. Or maybe you're at work and you're really loving the quiet streets. I'd love to hear from you. Jenny in Fitzroy is saying her next-door neighbour is a football-soccer tragic, but he can't watch today's game at home because even though he normally has Fridays off, he runs a business. All his staff are sick today. Tell me if you're in Jenny's neighbour's position. 1300 222 774. Shay, what are the risks of claiming the wrong leave? We were talking there about what the employers can do. What are the big sticks at the end of the road there?
Well, I mean, the real big sticks are if you're claiming an employment entitlement that you're not entitled to, so personal leave when you don't meet the requirements to take personal leave, the risk is essentially you've been dishonest with your employer and you've requested something you're not entitled to. Perhaps you've said something that is untrue. Now, dishonesty in a work relationship is misconduct in the sense where you're claiming something you're not entitled to. You've been dishonest with your employer. So this could lead to some kind of disciplinary response from the employer in the circumstances where they can establish that the entitlement has been claimed dishonestly. Now, again, How that would play out will be very much dependent on the individual circumstances. You know, that kind of effect for a worker who's got a fabulous employment history, long-standing, well-respected, always does their job, you know, it's going to be lighter than for someone who's got a very checkered employment history, who's had previous warnings for things. But I can't stress enough that in an employment relationship, honesty is the best approach, and claiming things you're not entitled to is just not a good idea.
Yeah, that's right. You're saying that essentially when we're looking at this topic, it's really about striking the right balance with your relationship with your boss.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and bosses, they want to be reasonable. But they understand the significance of today. I know lots of bosses around Australia are having the soccer playing in their workplaces. It's happening in my own workplace. So I'm, you know, eagerly looking forward to 12 o'clock when I'm going to clock off from my work.
I was going to ask.
Down to the lunchroom where they've going to have the Socceroos on, and I'm going to have a lovely time for 95 minutes hanging out with my colleagues at work watching a bit of soccer. Now, I'm lucky that that's going to happen for me. I know that's not going to happen for all workplaces, but I think honesty and honest conversation with your boss to see what they can do. I mean, it may be that some bosses are willing to say, okay, well, if you're coming into work, that's great. I need you at work, but I could give you a bit of time to watch the game during the day, possibly, or not. But the key is to have an open relationship, a good conversation with your boss, to access the right leave. It's annual leave, it's not personal leave, and to not be dishonest.
Question without notice, Shay, so apologies. There'll be people who are listening who are thinking, yeah, lots of people are so lazy. What's the actual facts about this? How do we compare in terms of taking unauthorised or even, you know, insincere sick leave?
Oh, I really can't answer that one for you, okay. Mary. You got me without notice.
Sorry.
I haven't had a chance to do the research.
Oh, well, we'll do our own research, as we say here on 774. Thank you so much, Shay, for joining us.
That was a pleasure. Thanks, Mary.
Shay McChrystal is Professor of Labour Law, University of Sydney. You've still got time before we have to sign off before the pre-match ABC Sports Special. Tell me if you think that we're good or bad in terms of taking sickies. And apologies to the people who don't like that term, especially when I say chucking sickies. It's triggering some people. I just said it again, though. I'm terribly sorry. I'd like to shout out to the texter who has texted a photo of Australian supporters apparently at the match in the USA. They look like they're in a shed. They're holding up a cardboard placard saying, "Bring back herd." I love that we've exported a little bit of AFL to the football as well. Jason from Geelong says, the fella this morning got it spot on. If you lie or cheat, it is a dark stain on your soul. Whereas others are saying, yeah, look, I've taken my kids out. It's all pretty good. Now, next week, Kirsten Diprose is with you. I'm taking a little bit of a break, but you will be in excellent hands with her on the Conversation Hour. You can listen again on the ABC Listen app. And for all of you who are partaking, go Socceroos.